Sometimes recruiting is about timing and luck, and what I mean by that is some years are better than others in terms of the number of kids you have that are predetermined to go to your school. Sometimes A.J. Green is a perfect example. That guy was going to Georgia for 2 years.
But if you'll notice, though, all the kids that you were talking about on your weekly updates, the one we mentioned last week and even the week before, a lot of these in-state kids are looking at Tennessee. They're looking at Alabama. Gosh, how many kids has Nick Saban signed for Alabama out of the city of Atlanta in Georgia? And it seems like everybody you said earlier is from Trinity Catholic in Florida, is another kid from Florida, is a kid from Missouri. But what I'm saying, I know Mac Brown, but it just seems like they're going after a lot of these kids in Florida. Protect the home state.
All right, you ready for this, though? Maybe you jumped on them a little too early, because my next update was going to be that the Bulldogs have gotten in on the recruitment of Carver Columbus defensive lineman Gabriel Wright.
Yeah, it's about time.
But he talked about getting in on him early. He's a 2011 recruit.
I'm not worried about 2011. I'm worried about the 2010 signing class.
That kid's got a ton of offers. Gabriel Wright's got offers from Maryland, Duke, Arkansas, Florida, Alabama, South Carolina.
Mark's going a little too national. Mark, let's rein it in. We had Willie Martinez on a couple weeks ago. We might want to protect the best ones in-state and then get some of the best out-of-state.
Absolutely, I agree with you. One last update, Loganville's running back Storm Johnson visited LSU. A personal
friend of the program.
Fletcher. Absolutely, he's been on a couple weeks ago. He was on this show. He visited LSU this weekend and as a result named the Tigers his top school. Florida is a close second, and some other big-time schools like Oklahoma and Penn State are trailing just a little bit. That is the official visits weekly recruiting update. We got to go to a commercial break. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Here's the lineup.
Here's the pitch.
Hey, guys, this is Brian McCann, and I always catch Steak, Domino, and Nick on Mayhem in the AM, mornings from 6 to 11 on 790 The Zone.
Oh, I took a trip to Solomon Brothers just the other day. I went and saw all the jewelry.
Oh, wait a minute. It's the first Irish Shapiro. Stop!
No, it's Solomon Brothers. That's what it is. And you need to know that it's June weddings, which are extremely popular, which, of course, brings June anniversaries, just like myself. We have the largest selection of anniversary bands in every price. When I say we, I mean Solomon Brothers. I'm part of the family. Why not? It's been years I've been talking about it. And again, if an anniversary band is not what she wants, they also have a great selection of pendants, necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. Nobody in Atlanta can beat the prices. Here's the deal. There's not a price out there of any jewelry store, on any website, or any retail location that Solomon Brothers will not match. They'll match every single one of them. Solomon Brothers in June makes all the sense. Anniversaries are here, diamond engagement rings, nothing but great quality at the best prices. Guaranteed prices at Solomon Brothers. You know where it is, and now you know the guarantee, and now you know the prices. 17th floor Tower Place. Check out Solomon Brothers in Buckhead.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy. I'm the number one agent in Georgia, number 10 in the U.S., thanks to my clients. And I am the broker and owner of Duffy Realty of Atlanta, the green and white signs that you see all over the city. I want to give you my take on things. People call us every day saying, hey, I know it's a bad market, but I really want to sell my house. Folks, it's not a bad market. I've sold 1,431 houses in the last 2 years, already another 150 this year alone. So if you are in the need or the want to sell your house, give it a try. We have a $500 flat fee program that allows you to last on the market until sold. So if you decide when you put it on the market that it's not the right time for you, pull it off, come back, no charge. Listen, if you want to move or you need to move, you need to take it upon yourself to take action. Don't just complain about it, do something. Go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com or call us at 678-366-2777 and let's get the ball rolling. It's a low-cost fee that will allow you to sell your home.
At 790 The Zone, of course we have the national sports scene covered from every angle.
We're talking scandal, we're talking kickback, we're talking news footage of crumbling inner city schools.
But we specialize in Atlanta.
We enrich your very existence.
Local hosts talking local sports each day, every day.
Good? Yeah? Too good, matter of fact.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. We are the only all-recruiting show in the state of Georgia, which makes us, as I like to say, the best in the business. We were discussing during the break how we missed our Georgia Tech recruiting update, and since this is the home of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, I would like to add that Stone Mountain outside linebacker Tyrone Cornelius named Georgia Tech, Miami, and Florida his top three this week. Though most people are speculating Tech leads because Cornelius is into engineering. And, of course, the natural relationship between he and Tech would make sense.
And we've had Coach Giff Smith on from Georgia Tech numerous times, and he said that as long as they get the players that they're after, they're not necessarily going after the top 100 or the top 200. They want the players to
it's all about system.
Yeah, and when they do that, hey, it worked last year against Georgia, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, moving on to a school and a team, or to a school and a coach who has traditionally had no problems getting the players they want, and that's Memphis and former coach John Calipari. If you've been following the news at all this week, you know that Memphis has gotten in trouble for a couple different recruiting scandals. The one I'm most interested in is the one that Derrick Rose is happened to be involved in. His name was not actually...
I'm pretty sure that he's been cleared of any wrongdoing, at least right now.
Well, if...
Or he hasn't been named, and he's staying mum on
the situation. The facts are that it's been speculated by the NCAA.
Well,
the NCAA is investigating his test scores. They believe that they were first of all, whether it's Derrick Rose or not is not even debatable. It's clearly Derrick Rose is the guy they're going after. And the fact of the matter is they have reasonable doubt. They have reason to believe that Derrick Rose cheated on his SAT score. Here's my question for you, Fletcher. Who is to blame in this situation, and when is someone like John Calipari going to be taken? When is he going to be held accountable for what goes on within his program? Because this is the third time, at least, that he's been at least associated with recruiting violations. They've always said he wasn't involved. It's not his fault. This is another example.
He's smart.
Canby, he wasn't involved with Canby when he got in trouble with Massachusetts.
I believe it was Brandon Adams earlier in the week. Brandon Awolvi, by the way, Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 right here on Sports Radio 790 Zone, who compared it to Michael Corleone in The Godfather 2 with all the buffers around.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, he is the godfather of college basketball.
It's not him. It's his guy who has a guy who has a guy.
Right.
And that's the guy that probably set up the cheated – if there was alleged cheating with Derrick Rose on his SAT. But you know what?
Well, listen, Sean Williams.
I remember a couple years ago, Robert Dozier had some kind of problem with his SAT. He was committed to Georgia, turned around, ended up going to Memphis. So it's not the first time that they've had a little situation with SAT scores.
Sean Williams in 2005 was speculated.
But, hey, man, he hasn't been officially accused of anything, and right now Memphis is saying that no, Calipari didn't do anything.
Oh, he's as clean as a whistle. At what point are you not? At what point are you no longer accountable for your own program? And when should you be? I mean, I would argue that enough is enough. When these recruiting allegations continue to follow him, and of course he disassociates himself with them because he wouldn't be smart if he didn't. He has other people handling what is essentially dirty recruiting. And Sean Williams in 2005 is an example of that.
Well, I mean,
Marcus Canby hired an agent.
He can't always be responsible for what of his assistant coach's best friends does.
There are a lot of people out there who think he's one
of the dirtiest. There's some boosters out there, man. Memphis is a kind of a sleazy place.
But here's the thing. If you penalized Calipari and the school for what the wrongdoings of boosters.
You know what I think this is coming from? You know what I think this is coming from?
You don't let me say something.
Go ahead and finish.
If you penalized Calipari and the school for the wrongdoings of his boosters, those boosters would be far less likely to commit those same misdeeds. 100%. They would not cheat. They would be far less likely to pay the players to help them cheat on SAT scores if they knew their actions would penalize the school.
Or you have somebody like UAB, also in Conference USA, one of their boosters paying and saying, oh, no, I'm a Memphis booster. I mean, that's slippery.
Well, so then who in this case should be blamed?
You know what I think this is coming from here? I think this is coming from a Florida fan who realizes Florida's dominance in the SEC basketball-wise is over because Calipari is now in the seat. And what I said last week, and I'll say it again, he is going to dominate for the next 10 years in SEC play. There is no one that can stop him.
Well, unless Donovan
except for that caller VT from Douglasville. He disagrees with me because he thinks Anthony Grant and Trent Johnson will dominate. But
should we hear what VT has to say? Let's hear what
– Is he on there? Hey, He's on there. Hey, he called in last week.
Hey, how you doing, man?
How you doing, man? Good to hear from you again.
We're going to start this out very sensible. Very sensible this week because you hung up on me last week.
All right, go for it.
We were up right against
all
it
right,
anyway.
All right. Okay. Hey, man, don't try to defend Calipari, man. Please
yeah, Fletcher.
Don't.
Okay, don't defend Calipari.
Tell us why,
BT. He's been in two Final Fours. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about, man, hey, he put my – see, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee originally.
Right.
Big-time Memphis basketball fan. So I understand that in this game, there's a lot of people that cheat. But unfortunately, hey, that's what happens. But so much, don't praise Calipari 1 week and then try to defend him next week. You understand what I'm saying?
Don't praise him 1 week and then defend him the next week?
You mean don't criticize him 1 week?
You sitting here praising him, but then it seems like you're defending him too, like it ain't even really none what he's done to two schools, UMass and Memphis.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what you mean. I think you're saying Calipari needs to.
I was the one saying he was going to be good last week, and I'm again saying he's going to be good this week.
VT, let me ask you a question.
As far as defending him.
Nah. You sitting up here like, oh, okay. Don't get me wrong. He's a good coach. Don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
Let's forget Fletcher.
Let's
forget Fletcher for a minute. What do you think, VT? You think he should be held accountable for the recruiting violations that are going on at his schools?
There hasn't even been any officially said. Go ahead, VT.
Of course, man. Come on, man. You got to have players to win at the highest level, bro. Simple as that. Come on, Derrick Rose was set to go to Illinois if you know the whole story. He was going to go there with Eric Gordon, but Eric Gordon backed out and changed his mind with the Indiana because Eric Gordon's parents wanted Eric Gordon to go to Indiana.
Right.
So Derrick Rose became free back on the market. So you going to tell me Memphis is going to out-recruit Illinois? Come on. I'm a Memphis fan and die-hard big-time basketball fan, University of Memphis.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be realistic about it.
Yeah. I'm with you, VT. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
No, I absolutely agree. And here's my other question, though, Fletcher. Even if you don't agree that Calipari should be penalized or that he's totally not associated with any of this, here's my question. Who in this specific, let's say it is determined that Derrick Rose is the guy, Derrick Rose cheated on the SAT, who should be penalized? Because I don't think Derrick Rose has anything I don't condone cheating anyway, but a rule that was established by the NCAA and the NBA that says high school players can't make the jump from the NBA and therefore are forced to go to college. I don't know how you can turn around and then blame a college kid. I mean, a high school kid who has no interest in college, and then you forced him to take a test he has no interest in taking, to get admitted to a college he has no interest in going to, and now you're criticizing him for trying to get by without, you know. I mean, to me, this is a problem that the NCAA and the NBA created.
So you're asking me to assume that they are, you know, guilty of this before they are actually proven guilty of this, and then who should take the blame?
I mean, I don't think you can blame Rose.
Well, I mean, if Calipari didn't do it himself and one of his assistants did, that's the guy that should be banned from NCAA or whatever you want to do, from recruiting. He should have the things leveraged on him. When Kelvin Sampson was at Oklahoma and turns out that he was doing all the illegal text messaging, he was the one that got popped at Indiana by saying that you cannot go out and see these recruits. You cannot make the phone calls. You cannot do this. If it was Calipari doing it, Calipari should be the one that gets in trouble. If it was some assistant, then Calipari is smart for not getting himself involved.
But here's my question.
I think he learned from his mistakes at UMass, and as far as
what he learned
being able
to
out-recruit Illinois, I'm going to have to say that I'd rather play for Calipari than Bruce Weber.
No matter where
I'm
he
sorry.
Is. No matter where he is.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. No, but I agree, but here's the fact of the matter is he's smart enough to always disassociate himself from any recruiting violations or potential recruiting violations that are going to go on at his schools.
Then
that
smart,
does not,
good for
that does
you.
Not,
and you know what else? He's able to sweet-talk his recruit or his assistants into taking the bullet
Here's
for
my
him.
Question. If they
Hats off
if
to
they
you.
Continue to appear at schools he coaches, then is there not a strong enough correlation? Is there not something there?
You think? Let me ask you this. You think he's going to have to cheat to win at Kentucky? I don't think he's going to.
I think he will. I don't think he has to.
I think he had to cheat to build his name at UMass, and he was found guilty of that, and his Final Four was taken away. Now, you're not going to get me to forget in 1995 or 1996 when I saw UMass in the Final Four. You can take their banner away, but they were still there. He coached that team, and you're not going to be able to tell me if they do find that he's guilty that Derrick Rose didn't miss those free throws at the very end of the NCAA championship game that Kansas won. You can't say forget that game ever happened because it did happen. Now, do I think he had to cheat at Memphis? No, I don't. That's why I think that they're going to find out that this is the women's golf team and it's not the basketball
team. To answer your question, I do not. I do not think he needs to cheat at Kentucky or will need to. I do think he will in minor ways, and I do not think he'll ever be caught.
Kind of like Lane Kiffin.
We do have to get to a quick commercial break. You are listening to Sports Radio 79 Zone. We will be right back with Carver Columbus quarterback Devin Burns.
The Two Live Stews.
The place where the players play.
David Robinson.
Your junior year, you were 5'9" in high school?
That was ninth grade. 10th grade, I was about 6'1", and 11th grade, I was about 6'4", and then I got up to about 6'7½" my senior year.
You had some hellified growth spurts, man.
Yeah, I had one consistent growth spurt for about 5 straight years.
Weekdays 1 to 4 on 790 The Zone.
If you ask us, we think the best kind of gatherings are not the extravagant kinds or the high-profile kinds. At Peachtree Service Experts, we know the best times are with family, with friends, neighbors, and new friends, too. We know this because we've kept Atlanta families warm in the winter and cool in the summer during those gatherings for over 60 years. So we were thinking, with the economy and things the way they are, we'd like to help out to keep those family grill-outs and bunko parties and birthday gatherings going a little easier. It's a two-for-one offer on service that you just can't get anywhere else. For just $99, our Nate-certified tech will perform a thorough air conditioning precision tune-up now, and then he'll come back in the fall and do your furnace tune-up absolutely free. That means you'll save up to 30% on your energy bills all year long. For the most trusted name in heating and cooling since 1947, visit PeachtreeServiceExperts.com today.
For quality service guaranteed, we're your service experts.
Hey guys, Chris D'Amino, and if I got some great news for you, it comes from Curry Honda, and it comes directly from the owner. What is it most people say? I want to know whose business it is. All you got to do is ask for Adam, and you can meet the owner of Curry Honda. It's the only Honda dealership inside the perimeter. And listen to some of the deals that are going on right now. Certified Honda start as low as 3.9% with warranties up to 100,000 miles to give you a great peace of mind. How about the 2009 Accord special lease payment? $209 a month for 39 months, $25.99 due at signing. And listen to this. The Honda Pilot. You've read about it. You've heard about it. You've seen it on the road. Roomier than ever before. You can seat 8 passengers. They got a DVD for the kids. Put it in, because you're going to want to make those trips as easy as possible. And speaking of trips, we're talking about great gas mileage, and we're also talking about enough room to take anyone and anything that you need to take on the road. $299 a month for 39 months with only $29.99 due at signing. Are you kidding me? It doesn't get better than that. Oh, it does get simpler, though. Go to curryhonda.com. Price and payment on any vehicle in stock within 15 minutes. That's curryhonda.com. Better than that? Stop in. Go see Adam in person. The only Honda dealership inside the perimeter. It's Curry Honda, ready to make a deal for you and your family.
Fripp Island is South Carolina's most beautiful barrier island resort, a nature preserve located just outside of Hilton Head. Beachfront houses, 2 4-star golf courses. Save 20% on all accommodations now through Labor Day. Go to FrippIslandResort.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in 15 years. Ask customers from other home security companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. At Alarm Force, it's only $25 a month for live two-way voice, and the installation, activation, and full warranty is free.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
Pollock and Bell.
Hey, it's going to be a great week on Pollock and Bell. We've got Jamie Dukes, Hines Ward's going to stop by, Charles Barkley, Moose Johnson from the Cowboys, and I am knee-deep in shenanigans at the Beau Rivage. Anybody want to advance me 500?
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. This is the official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. We have Carver Columbus dual threat quarterback Devin Burns on the line, so we're going to jump right into that. Devin, are you there?
I'm here.
How's it going, Devin?
I'm going good.
Yeah, to begin with, you know, I know you visited, or you've spent a lot of the spring visiting schools like UCF, Auburn, Vanderbilt, Georgia Tech. Do me a favor and talk a little bit about each four of those schools and how those visits went.
Well, both my parents, UCF is their alma mater, so I wanted to go check it out and see, you know, what kind of tradition and whatnot they had over there. And, overall, it was a good visit. And, got to see the family while I was down there, because most of my family's in Florida, so. It's good. And I went to Auburn for the junior day. I got to see a lot of guys I compete against out there. So got to tour the school, see the stadium and everything. And Georgia Tech, I actually took a couple visits up there. And I went down for the spring practice, and I got to actually see the offense in action. So got to see what, you know, if I was going to Georgia Tech, you know, I got to see what kind of offense I'll be running and what it look like.
I guess we are the official home of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets here, and you said you been to Georgia Tech a couple of times. What's the coaching staff like there? Have they talked to you at all about maybe what role you'd play with their offense there? Anything at all, how you'd fit in with that offense?
The coaching staff, they're real caring, real welcoming. They talk, and they say, I'll be a good attribute to the team, at quarterback, with my speed and athleticism. So.
Yeah, to build on that question, I think you've been pretty open about the fact that Tech is your leader at this point, but you've also mentioned that the most natural system for you to play in is this spread offense. Of course, Tech runs the triple option. Talk a little bit about how that's going to play a role in your recruitment from here on out.
Well, right now, I'm looking more towards spread. I really don't have a leader right now. Still open. I still have more visits to take, so that's something I'm going to do during the summer, to get out and travel some more and see what all's there for me.
With so many players from your team, I guess 2 years ago you guys won the state title. Last year you went to the state semis. You've had a chance to see how this recruiting process works with some of your teammates. Has that really put your mind at ease a little bit, knowing that entering your senior year you'll be able to be familiar with the situation? Having seen Daron Furr go through it and then Morgan last year.
Right. That I get a lot of. I get a lot of advice from those guys and how to deal with all the coaches calling and all the interviews and so.
Yeah, building on that question, Devin, you also not only have you played with a bunch of kids that went to Division I schools, but you're playing with three kids, David Beasley, Corey Crawford, and Brandon Smith, who all have Division I offers. Are you guys taking visits together, and have you guys talked about maybe attending some of the same schools?
But we took a couple of visits together, actually. A couple of guys went down to Auburn and some other schools. So that's something we do talk about, kind of wanting to stay together and maybe go to the same school.
Right. Talk a little bit about Coach Del McGee. I know before he got there, Carver Columbus was not necessarily a top program, and since he's been there, he's really helped build that program into one of the state's finest. Talk about him as a coach and how he's helped develop you as a player.
Well, he's a great coach, great person. He's a great leader. And, when I first met Coach McGee, he really welcomed me into the team. I got to Carver and I was kind of overwhelmed, with everything. So he really settled me down and just got me into the groove with everything. So.
I guess by the location of the city of Columbus in Georgia, it is so close to that Alabama state line. Is there any kind of I don't want to say pressure or anything, but do the people around town when they're talking to you, do you get the feeling that maybe Georgia and Georgia Tech aren't so much the in-state schools, that maybe Auburn, which it seems like you might be a little closer to than, say, UGA, or you might even be closer to Auburn than you are to Georgia Tech, they might be kind of the hometown schools, anything like that? Or is it, do you get a lot of pressure to stay in-state at more of a Georgia Tech?
Well, I get a lot of pressure, Georgia Tech. Also, Auburn too. A lot of people in Columbus, they like Auburn, so especially from all over.
Yeah, in reading some of your updates, Devin, you mentioned how one of your best skills is playing the role of leader on your team, especially as from that quarterback position. Talk about what you do, sort of to be that leader, and also some of the other parts of your game that are. Particularly helpful, for you to be a successful player.
The quarterback, he's the captain of the team, so that's a big role you got to put on your shoulders. So you got to step up and be the leader. I'm working hardest on the team. I get all the players motivated. We got people missing from practice. I go long call them and talk to them and make sure they get to practice. And gotta have the whole team, together.
Yeah, we're talking to Carver Columbus quarterback Devin Burns on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Devin, I know that you've mentioned that you are probably going to play the quarterback position. I know most schools are recruiting you as that. Have you talked to any schools that are interested in you and are interested in you playing another position other than quarterback? And do you consider that a deal breaker? If so,
Not any of the schools that recruit me right now have anything else besides quarterback. So that's what it's looking like for me playing in college.
And I've got one last question. I think Scott has another one as well. But next season, you know, the following the sting of a semifinal loss, you know, you want to come back and work hard. You know, what are you guys doing as a team? Are you practicing together, you know, over the summer, you know, unofficially without the coaches? Are you guys going over having, like, team dinners and stuff, getting ready for next football season? Because it is an important year for you personally as well as for a team, because I'm sure you guys want to make it two in the last 3 years, state championship.
Right. We've already started, you know, our summer weightlifting program, and we started, you know, running more through the offense. And we got kids coming up to school, you know. We're going to be freshmen. We're getting them introduced into the offense and everything. So as a team, we're really building more as a team, you know, get that family connection that we need, you know, to be able to win.
Yeah. Devin, talk a little bit about your summer plans. What kind of camps do you have planned for the summer? And unofficial visits. Do you have anything planned?
As a plan, not officially. I know we probably want to take a trip to UGA and probably want to go to Maryland. You know, that's two schools that we have in mind so far.
Right. A couple real quick questions to finish up with Devin Burns, the Carver Columbus quarterback. You mentioned, I've read, that you are going to probably wait till the later in the fall to make your decision known. Are you worried that not committing before the season will hurt your focus going into the season? Is it something you would like to get over with before then, maybe?
Well, I've talked to my parents, and, you know, I really just want to take all my trips and really enjoy the whole process of, you know, being recruited. But, you know, if I take a trip up to a school and it feels like home to me, I could possibly, you know, commit at that time, but I just want to see everything for myself and really enjoy everything.
Yeah, two more real quick questions for Devin Burns. I know you've mentioned that business and mechanical engineering are important to you. Talk a little bit about how important education is for you and if that will play a factor in your decision.
Well, yeah, that's going to be a main factor in my decision. You know, because I'm going to be at that school now. I want to get a successful degree, you know, from that school, so that's going to play a big role in me making my decision.
And one final question. On May 31st, Devin, today, who are your top three or four schools? And I know you said you don't have a leader, but if you could just give us your top three and what you like most about those three.
Top three, I have to say, Maryland, Georgia, and maybe.
All right, Devin, we'll let you go, but we appreciate you taking the time on a Sunday to speak with us, and we wish you the best of luck moving forward this coming season.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. That, again, was Devin Burns of Carver Columbus, top dual-threat quarterback in the state, in my opinion.
Certainly is. He's very good. Blake Sims, also a guy you can throw up there.
And the Shaw. The younger Shaw, Jabo Shaw, Connor Shaw's younger, or Jabo's younger brother, Connor.
Certainly one that if you follow high school football, especially here in the state of Georgia, keep an eye on him and his recruiting battle, because Blake Sims is already committed to Alabama, if I'm not mistaken, and Connor Shaw is already committed to South Carolina. So he might be the top uncommitted quarterback in the state of Georgia.
And you mentioned his proximity to Alabama, and he's also looking at Auburn, so that could be something interesting to watch out for.
Yeah, I mean, if you've ever been to Columbus, Georgia,
it's Alabama.
I mean, you throw a rock, and you are in
What's
Alabama.
It, Phoenix?
Phoenix City.
Phoenix City, Alabama.
Right,
I mean, it's right there.
Certainly.
So there's much Alabamians? Alabamans?
Alabamanites?
Yeah, we'll discuss that a little during the break. We do have to go to a break. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Mayhem in the AM.
You don't want to miss Monday morning's mayhem. It feels right. NBA playoffs, Braves, and all kinds of NFL talk. And John Daly. Yeah, that guy. He's back on the tour. He's on Mayhem 10 a.m. Don't miss Monday morning's mayhem, huh?
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone
and 790thezone.com.
If you ask us, we think the best kind of gatherings are not the extravagant kinds or the high-profile kinds. At Peachtree Service Experts, we know the best times are with family, with friends, neighbors, and new friends, too. We know this because we've kept Atlanta families warm in the winter and cool in the summer during those gatherings for over 60 years. So we were thinking, with the economy and things the way they are, we'd like to help out to keep those family grill-outs and bunko parties and birthday gatherings going a little easier. It's a two-for-one offer on service that you just can't get anywhere else. For just $99, our NATE-certified tech will perform a thorough air conditioning precision tune-up now, and then he'll come back in the fall and do your furnace tune-up absolutely free. That means you'll save up to 30% on your energy bills all year long. For the most trusted name in heating and cooling since 1947, visit PeachtreeServiceExperts.com today.
For quality service guaranteed, we're your service experts.
Fripp Island is South Carolina's most beautiful barrier island resort, a nature preserve located just outside of Hilton Head. Beachfront houses, 2 4-star golf courses. Save 20% on all accommodations now through Labor Day. Go to FrippIslandResort.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in 15 years. Ask customers from other home security companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. At Alarm Force, it's only $25 a month for live two-way voice, and the installation, activation, and full warranty is free.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
Guys, you should listen to the expert on romance, Barnsley Gardens Resort's fairy godmother.
Romance is the tool of a very, very smart guy. Your tip for the day is try a new activity together. It can even be sporty. Play shooting, bike riding, sharing a new experience gives you new conversations. And new conversations lead to romance.
Every guy needs a fairy godmother. So listen to yours at BarnsleyResort.com.
Hey, sports fans. Introducing the most amazing sporting event ever, the Sports Legends Challenge. For the first time in history, you will cross the line from spectator to competitor and become teammates with 21 of the greatest sports legends of our time, including Richard Petty, Reggie Jackson, Mike Ditka, and many more. Plus 21 world-famous poker pros like Jamie Gold, Johnny Chan, and others. You'll spend 4 days at the Atlantis Paradise Island Resort in the Bahamas interacting with the legends. There will be exciting activities, parties, and your chance to play poker, blackjack, and other casino games with up to $10 million in cash prizes. Looking for your 15 minutes of fame? Win your way into the Sports Legends All-Star Poker Challenge, where you'll compete with and against all 21 of the sports legends while being coached by one of the world-famous poker pros. The Sports Legends Challenge will be nationally televised on Fox Sports. So visit SportsLegendsChallenge.com to join the action. But don't delay. You don't want to be left standing on the sidelines. Visit SportsLegendsChallenge.com today.
At 790 The Zone, we don't just report the news. We make it.
Make it.
ESPN Sports Center.
Minnesota great Fran Tarkenton appeared on Atlanta's 790 The Zone.
We're not only there.
You know, in this day and time, we have glorified the Brett Favres of the world so much.
We are the story.
All respect to the great Hall of Famer Fran Tarkenton, but that interview seemed like it was taken off the set of Grumpy Old Men.
We're there when sports happens. Sports Radio, 790 The Zone.
Notorious. The next door, I'm out of here. Be calling all night. I can't sleep. And call that big butt nurse with the long hair. Come on.
We are back on a beautiful Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. We're listening to a little Notorious B.I.G. in the studio. This is the official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com, the foremost expert on ACC and SEC football out there. So check it out whenever you get a chance. I am Scott, the Brain Janovich, joined in the studio, as always, by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor.
Hey, Scott, let me ask you a question.
Go for it.
What do you have going on June the 20th? The Red Stripe Midsummer Music Festival at Candler Park. It's live music all day long. Jupiter Coyote, Rusted Root, Guster. It's free entry. 21 and over can buy a wristband, a drink. Proceeds will benefit the park improvements, so be sure to check that out.
How'd you know that's what I was going to be doing?
For more info, you could probably go to www.790thezone.com.
You answered your own question. That's exactly what I'm going to be doing on June 20th.
I was saying if you didn't know what you were going to be doing, you should do that.
That's it. Moving on. Our next segment is inspired by breaking news this week. Stephen Hill of course, if you're familiar with Georgia Tech football, Stephen Hill was arguably the Forget arguably. He was by far the best Georgia Tech recruit in this most recent recruiting class. He has decided he will play basketball at Georgia Tech in addition to football.
Sure he wants to do that?
I would argue it's a terrible decision.
I mean, Paul Hewitt's still a coach, right?
Yeah. Okay. No, he is. And that basketball program is floundering. But, of course, I'm sure part of his decision was somewhat tied up in Derek Flavors and or Favors' decision to go there and Udofia's decision.
And Miller kid.
Right.
He's
probably gotten caught up in what is Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket basketball fever.
Let me ask you this.
Fever.
Let me ask you this. How many people are in that Georgia Tech recruiting class, signing class?
I think they make seven now, right?
Yeah, with him, that's seven. Are you allowed to sign that many kids? Are there that many scholarships? Does Georgia Tech, I mean, they better hope Ghani Lawal leaves so they can have a scholarship.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit later, is the limit of scholarships. And that's, you're right. I mean, someone's either going to lose out.
Yeah.
I mean, what happens if Ghani Lawal doesn't leave?
Yeah.
Someone loses out on a scholarship because they don't have
somebody off the team.
Space. Yeah. It's interesting. The other interesting aspect of the story.
Might not be bad. They went, 2-14 last year in the ACC?
Yeah.
Might not be a bad idea.
The other interesting aspect of the story is Tech is recruiting two players right now as we speak. Tattnall Square Academy's DeAndre Smelter and Blessed Trinity's Jake Skull, who are both interested in playing football for Tech, but also baseball at the same time. And so here's my question. A, what is Tech thinking recruiting all these dual sport athletes?
What are they thinking? Best athletes at the school wanted to have them on your campus.
Before I even ask that, do you think it's smart if you're a high school athlete and you're not playing just for fun, you know, this isn't just something to do after school, this is something you're genuinely interested in making a career out of, is it at all smart to continue playing both sports on the college level? A prime example of someone who's almost certainly not is Donovan Tate, who excels at two sports, football and baseball. He's arguably the best baseball player.
He's a little
different because he's so good at baseball, right? He's going to get drafted.
He's going to be a baseball player.
He's going to get drafted. But if you're there are plenty of – I'm not limited on examples
Peppers.
Of players who did not work out. He's one that did, as did
Ronald Curry on the exact same team at UNC.
There's a kid in Gainesville right now, Riley Cooper, who plays baseball and football. And I would argue that he's mediocre at both because he hasn't maximized his potential at either. Splitting time at two sports, especially, and we've discussed this on the show numerous times.
Bo Jackson didn't have a problem with it.
No, he didn't.
But DJ Dozier didn't have a problem with it.
And no knock on Jake Skull, but I'm not sure that he's the next Bo Jackson. Deion Sanders
did it. Scored a touchdown and hit a home run in the same day or something, right? Brian, you're the Falcons guy. Didn't Deion Sanders hit it like a home run with the Braves and then flew and hit an interception or something, returned for a touchdown that night? Or was it like the same week?
It was the same week, I believe it was.
Okay.
For FSU?
No.
That's my question. Did he play baseball in college? I don't remember. I don't think that he did. I think he did it professionally, of course. I'm not sure that he ever played baseball for FSU. Either way, we've discussed this
on
the show.
So you have a problem with two sport athletes.
Well, no, here's my point. We've discussed on the show at length about how this day and age, specialized athletes are all-time high. In other words, kids are playing. If you play basketball at a high level, you're playing basketball year-round. If you play football at a high level, you're playing football basically year-round.
What you're saying is Stephen Hill at Georgia Tech, his meal ticket is going to be
football.
Wide receiver.
Right.
And he wants to have fun on the basketball court, but you're afraid that by having fun on the basketball
court, it's
going to
limit his potential.
That's going to take away from spring practice.
Yeah.
It's going to take away from mat drills in January.
And how good he'll be as a football player. Absolutely. I mean,
so even though he's staying active by playing basketball, even though he's staying in competition mode by playing basketball, you're saying that's going to take away from his two catches a game with the Georgia Tech offense.
Well, sure. I mean, he's not going to get the same reps all the other receivers get. I mean, maybe he's good enough to be a talented, dominant receiver without the reps he needs.
And I've only seen Stephen Hill on a basketball court. I've never seen him on a football field, on a gridiron, if you will. But what I'm saying is, and no disrespect meant for Stephen Hill, but if he realizes there's a chance that he's not going to make it at the NFL, and these are the last 4 years or maybe five if he redshirts, that he will ever play football again, and the last time he will ever be a part of a team, why not go out there and also play basketball
Have
fun for the next 4 years, because there may not be a chance. Because honestly, when Fred Gibson at the University of Georgia, he was there during my time, when he played basketball his first 2 years, but then he realized, if I need to be serious about football, I need to focus on football,
right.
and I'm done with you, Jim Herrick, I'm sorry. And then he focused on football. He went on to get drafted by the Steelers and not really do anything. But I think when they realize, I need to get serious now, there's a real chance, you'll see them backing away.
Oh,
Israel Troop went to Georgia to play baseball and football. He doesn't play
Same thing happened anymore. With Cornelius Ingram at Florida. He started playing basketball and months in realized this is not only can I not hang with the basketball players because I've spent the last 6 months playing football and not.
I think only the super, super athletes are the ones that you can see.
Julius Peppers is the primary, most recent primary example.
But you're saying you need to focus on one. No two sport
listen,
athletes.
Listen, I've made no.
If you can do it, do it.
I haven't made it.
But don't complain if you're not very good.
I've made no secret of my love for the Gators. I hate that Jeffrey Demps is running track. He missed all the spring workouts running track. I think it's terrible. Again, I hate that Riley Cooper plays baseball. He's basically done next to nothing as a receiver.
Here's my deal with track, though.
Track does not hurt as much. I'll agree with you on that.
Track does not hurt as much because you are literally running from point A to point B.
But what it does, it takes time. It takes reps away from your football game.
But what I'm saying is I don't think you necessarily need to go out there and practice track, quote unquote, because I think when you're practicing football, you're practicing track as well. Baseball, I can understand.
I can understand
Mark Richt not wanting Israel Troop to be on David Pernow's Diamond Dogs
right.
because that doesn't help you at wide receiver. But I don't think Urban Meyer is that upset
this.
With Jeff Demps running as fast as he can from here, because that's all Jeff Demps does on the football field.
Oh, that's not fair. But I will say this. The style of running is very different. Very different.
Yeah,
if you ask a track coach, well, if you ask – but it's also a different – it's a different style.
Well, you know what?
It's a different,
you know what?
You
jump in your time machine and tell Urban Meyer – don't recruit this guy.
Absolutely. Well, that's my next question for you. There are schools who categorically say, while they're recruiting you, you can come to my school. You have a football scholarship. I'm not giving you the opportunity to play any other sports. You will not be allowed to play basketball.
And if you lose a couple players like that, you know what? I don't think that Butch Davis, he might have said, hey, you can come play baseball here at UNC. I don't think Butch Davis, I think that's a wasted scholarship because I think when Donovan Tate goes number 5 overall in this June's MLB draft, he will never set foot on the Chapel Hill campus.
Well, Georgia Tech... yeah, right. But Georgia Tech is clearly okay with this, right? I mean, they're clearly making an effort. Or not to say an effort, but they're clearly...
I think Paul Johnson is desperate for any kind of playmaking wide receiver other than Bebe, and he's going to do whatever it takes to get this guy there.
Right.
But let's just see if Stephen Hill legitimately plays 4 years of basketball, because I don't think he will.
No, I predict within 2 months of not even the season, within 2 months of stepping foot on that hardwood.
He might play his freshman year, and then he's done with basketball.
He'll realize two things. He'll realize, one, I'm not maximizing my football talents,
yep.
And he'll realize that I'm not putting enough time into basketball to make a difference on this team.
And let's be honest, I've seen Stephen Hill, he can jump out of the arena.
He's not a basketball player.
But he's not going to break that starting lineup. He's not going to break that rotation. He's
right.
not. He's going to be sitting on the bench, and when he does that, I think it's when he's going to realize after one season of missing football practice to sit on the bench at Georgia Tech, he's going to say, sorry, Paul Hewitt,
right.
I'm sticking with Paul Johnson.
No, and I made the point earlier that, you know, it's such a such a specialized time in terms of athletics, and the point I guess I'm making is he's going to be competing against guys like Udofia and Favors, guys who spend every minute they're awake. You know,
basketball.
And so it's not that Stephen Hill's not only we've already said he's hurting himself probably as a receiver, but he's the ability to compete at two sports is just it's so difficult.
Because people, I can understand more playing football than baseball because you can actually wait till spring practice is over and
right.
technically you're not allowed to do anything, and that's when you can go to the baseball diamond and excel. True, you've missed the first half of the season, but. For a football and basketball player, you're missing those mat drills. You're missing the winter conditioning, which is so huge. It's so huge. That's where teams are built is over that winter.
I absolutely agree. We got a call from D. Jizzle. D. Jizzle, are you there?
Yes. Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
We're doing all right.
Hey, just want to come in on the story, man. As far as Georgia Tech is concerned, I went to Georgia Southern while Coach Johnson was there, man, and he actually allowed a couple guys to play basketball and football.
How'd that work out?
Oh, it worked out great, man. He actually had an All-American safety. His name was Arkie Thompson. He also was the point guard on the basketball team as well. So,
but he probably would rather that guy have stuck with football,
though,
right?
And what school was this?
Georgia Southern. Georgia. Paul Thompson was there.
No, I know it. So I'm making a point. I'm having you make my point. It's a lot easier to do this at Georgia Southern.
Oh, I got you.
But I'm sure Paul Johnson would rather have had that gentleman focus on football. Is that correct, Jay Dizzle?
Oh, yeah. I I'm sure it is. But like I said, he allowed him to do both, man. And the guy was great for a couple of years, man. He actually had several players that kind of went between both. I think about three guys that played football and basketball. So it worked out.
Hey, listen, we appreciate the information, Jay. Or D, I should say.
D Jizzle. Thanks, man. We're up against the break, but we got to let D Jizzle go.
Yeah, we got to get to a quick break. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Trying to save a buck or two? Visit 790 The Zone's Double Rewards program where you can double your money only on 790thezone.com.
Hey, sports fans, introducing the most amazing sporting event ever, the Sports Legends Challenge. For the first time in history, you will cross the line from spectator to competitor and become teammates with 21 of the greatest sports legends of our time, including Richard Petty, Reggie Jackson, Mike Ditka, and many more. Plus 21 world-famous poker pros like Jamie Gold, Johnny Chan, and others. You'll spend 4 days at the Atlantis Paradise Island Resort in the Bahamas interacting with the legends. There will be exciting activities, parties, and your chance to play poker, blackjack, and other casino games with up to $10 million in cash prizes. Looking for your 15 minutes of fame? Win your way into the Sports Legends All-Star Poker Challenge, where you'll compete with and against all 21 of the sports legends while being coached by one of the world-famous poker pros. The Sports Legends Challenge will be nationally televised on Fox Sports, so visit sportslegendschallenge.com to join the action. But don't delay. You don't want to be left standing on the sidelines. Visit sportslegendschallenge.com today.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy from Duffy Realty of Atlanta. Listen to me on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on 790 The Zone, and I'll tell you exactly how to get your house sold in this market or any others. That's Duffy Realty of Atlanta.com.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. I'm your small business specialist.
Yeah, so you have the largest push-to-talk coverage area in the nation?
Sure do.
Okay, will it cover my warehouse in Williamsport, Pennsylvania?
Yep. Nice town, south of Wellsboro.
Okay, my sales office in Depot Bay, Oregon.
Gorgeous views of the Pacific.
Our distribution center in Memphis.
Both sides of the Mississippi.
That's a lot of coverage.
Not all push-to-talk is created equal. Speak with a small business specialist about getting Verizon Wireless, owner of the nation's largest push-to-talk coverage area, together with America's most reliable wireless voice network.
Can I get it today?
Right here, right now.
Our specialists provide communication solutions small businesses need, including push-to-talk. Now, get the Verizon Wireless $89.75 for free on any nationwide voice plan with push-to-talk feature when you have five or more business lines. Call 1-800-VZW4-BIZ or go to verizonwireless.com/push-to-talk. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Oh, I took a trip to Solomon Brothers just the other day. I went and saw all the jewelry.
Oh, wait a minute. It's the first Irish Shapiro. Stop!
No, it's Solomon Brothers. That's what it is. And you need to know that it's June weddings, which are extremely popular, which, of course, brings June anniversaries, just like myself. We have the largest selection of anniversary bands in every price. When I say we, I mean Solomon Brothers. I'm part of the family. Why not? It's been years I've been talking about it. And again, if an anniversary band is not what she wants, they also have a great selection of pendants, necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. Nobody in Atlanta can beat the prices. Here's the deal. There's not a price out there of any jewelry store, on any website, or any retail location that Solomon Brothers will not match. They'll match every single one of them. Solomon Brothers in June makes all the sense. Anniversaries are here. Diamond engagement rings. Nothing but great quality at the best prices. Guaranteed prices at Solomon Brothers. You know where it is, and now you know the guarantee, and now you know the prices. 17th floor Tower Place. Check out Solomon Brothers in Buckhead.
It's time to play.
Football always lives here.
That's Dwyer slipping away. He drives for the end zone. Did he get in? The Diesel's got another touchdown.
First for football, 790 The Zone.
Get him.
Do you know what time it is? Tell me, do you know? Do you know what time it is? Tell me, do you know? Do you know what time it is?
We are back on a beautiful Sunday. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone. This is the official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. I am Scott the Brain Janovich, joined, as always, by Fletcher Proctor. We have the one and only Russ Probst on the line, head coach at Colquitt County, former head coach at Hoover High School in Alabama. So we are going to jump right into that interview. Rush, can you hear us?
Yes. Good to be on today, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. How's your Sunday going thus far?
It's good. Sitting here watching a little NASCAR and eating a little Sunday dinner, so...
There you go. Nothing to complain about there. I'm not sure if you were listening to our prior segment, but our main topic was the idea of high school athletes playing two sports in high school and then continuing to play those two sports in college. I was wondering what your feelings are on the dual sport athlete, and if that's really the best way of maximizing your potential in one single sport.
Absolutely. I just spent 2 weeks in Colquitt County going to every elementary school and talking about that one thing, guys. It's ironic to say that. I'm a big believer in the dual sport athlete. I'm not a big believer in specializing in one sport. I think that society has pushed that envelope a little bit, but I am very much not for that. And I told those 1,600 kids from the first through sixth grade that I didn't want you concentrating just on football or just on baseball or just on basketball. But, you know, make sure that you do more than one sport. And I'm a big believer in that. When I go back looking over the years of the athletes that we've had, I think the better athletes are the two-sport athletes, because I think they have an edge that maybe an athlete that only participates in that three-month period sort of puts a lot of added pressure on that kid. And I think that, I mean, I'd hate to know that my football players have to just think year-round about how they got to perform on 10 Friday nights.
Right. What about at the college level? I mean, if you're serious about, you know, a lot of these athletes are playing for fun, but at the same time, some of these athletes have dreams of making this a career. What do you think about playing two sports on the college level?
I think it's tougher just because of the restraints from the, you know, from the classroom, and then, you know, the travel, and you know, because there may not miss as much. You know, baseball players are going to miss more because they're going to miss more time in the spring. And I mean, if you're trying to play football, baseball, I think it's can't do it, but I think it's tougher to do it. You know, I still, at the end of the day, though, if they can, I would like to see as much of it as you can. It's because most of those athletes are not going to go on to the National Football League or Major League Baseball, for that matter. So, right. You know, if they can help their school in both sports and they can manage their time and keep their academics up, then do it. But if not, you know, just stay with the one in college. Because you use your own scholarship for one, and then right. The other one that you play, you're not. So there's, you know, sometimes when you're on scholarship for one sport, the sport thinks that they sort of own you for whatever reason.
Now, the coach, you've come over to Georgia, to Colquitt County, after so many years of success over in Hoover, Alabama. You built that program, winning state title after state title, and you've come to a school that hasn't had a double-digit victory since 1999. How is the rebuilding effort going in making this team into what you had over at Hoover, which I believe you called basketball on grass?
You know, it's been tough. I mean, I don't mind telling you, it's tougher. You know, but I still think, and I'm sorry, but I think that at the end of the day, you know, we won more ball games than they had won the year before. We got the excitement going, and we got off to a pretty good start, and then we just sort of fell down the end. Maybe the question was if you
– Yeah, the rebuilding effort, yeah.
Well, I think it's the same wherever you are. I think, you know, whether it's at Hoover or when we were at Alma Bryant and Mobile or whether we're in Colquitt County, Georgia – same ingredients have got to be there, and the same. Well, you do it the same identical way, and you know, we're just into that year two, or starting year two into that process.
Yeah, Rush, as a high school head coach and a successful one at that, you've had a unique, specifically a unique perspective on the recruiting process, especially with some of the top players you've had. In the last couple of years, the NCAA has really restricted the contact coaches can have with recruits, i.e. no more texting. Head coaches have been taken off the road for much of the summer and spring. Talk a little bit about if you think that's actually a good thing for these players, or if you think it's made it harder on the universities to make an accurate assessment of the type of talent these kids have.
My personal opinion on it, I think it's a mistake, you know, from the NCAA to limit. Now, the text messaging, you know, I can give and take with that a little bit, but taking the head coaches off the road in the spring, I don't know what that did. I mean, to me, you're punishing the people that want to work the hardest.
Right.
I've never been for a rule that punishes coaches that can balance. You know, a head football coach in the collegiate level, they're in fundraising mode too. during recruiting time. They're out, you know, in golf tournaments and talking to boosters and different groups trying to raise money, and then they're still trying to recruit too. But still, in my opinion, I think it's good for a head football coach to visit a campus of a high school, because I think it brings excitement to that program. And, you know, I know that when a head football coach used to come on our campus and they would, you know, walk through the door, it was automatic excitement on our campus. And I just think the NCAA didn't look at that very clearly when they because it hurts us, the high schools. I think it's a lot more important to the high school programs that football coach walks on their campus than it is to the NCAA for making a rule that, you know, I don't quite understand.
This is Scott Lennon's official visit on WQXI 790 Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
Yes, sort of on the same topic. I think a lot of people are discussing the merits of an early signing period. I know as a head coach, you probably, I would imagine you're in favor of it because you probably don't like a lot of your players waiting until the, you know, mid-season to decide. Talk a little bit about that and what you think about what an early signing period would provide.
You know, I personally, I also like it. I think I would not. I can't say that I would or I would not because I've never seen it in football. But I do know with all the early offers that are happening, I mean, we got a kid now that's committed to Florida State, a D lineman, and, you know, they offer very early and, you know, all that stuff and all the recruiting. And, you know, I think from the blue-chip athlete that really knows where he wants to go, yes, I think it would help because it sort of makes them relax. It gets it over with, and they sort of get into the mode of getting ready for the season and sort of concentrating on your deal in high school. But I tell you now, it can get out of hand when you got seven or eight kids that are – being recruited, and, you know, they want them to come to visit on a Saturday, and they've had a tough Friday night ball game that they've had to drive. Because what I saw, the kid drives for 2 hours on the road, and then they get in, and they don't get into bed at 1 or 2 o'clock, and then they get up at 6 or 7 to leave to go make sure that you have the experience at a particular university. You know, you can't gain that sleep back and that rest. So, and then they still got to travel back. And by the time you get into Monday, the kid is sort of dead. So it is tough now on an athlete that's going week in and week out to visit a university during the season. So I think the early commitment, early signing of kids would help alleviate that a little bit.
When you were at Hoover, Coach, it seemed like you put player after player in major Division I program and even, you know, players just getting college scholarships all the time. Have you really had a chance to build relationships with some of the – with a Paul Johnson, with a Mark Richt at UGA and at Georgia Tech, and like maybe you had when you were in Alabama with those state universities?
Yes. I already knew those guys. I knew Paul. Paul had signed one of my players at Naval Academy, Jared Bryant, quarterback, and playing up there. So I already knew him. And then I've known Mark even when he was at Florida State. So those relationships pretty much are already built, you know, even when you – come from one state to the other. So many of you know, we've seen those guys and do have a good relationship with them. But this state is to me has got great head coaches. I think Paul Johnson's one of the finest football coaches this country's got, and I think Georgia Tech's only going to get better and better. And I think Mark Richt is a phenomenal football coach. He's the longest tenured football coach in the SEC, and if you stay at somewhere over 7 years, then you're doing something right, I promise. Over 5 years in the SEC, you're doing something right, and Mark's doing a great job. And you got Chris Hatcher sitting over there, and you got Coach Dean at Valdosta. Just a lot of good coaches in the state.
Yeah, you mentioned Mark Richt and Paul Johnson and the relationship you have with those guys. You also mentioned earlier how exciting it was to have head coaches on your campus. Talk about some of the coaches you've been most impressed with, specifically in relation to the recruiting process.
Well, I mean, people are going to say this because I'm from the state of Alabama, but I mean, I've always been impressed with Nick Saban, and when he was at LSU, I don't know the spring that he missed coming to Hoover. You know, he may stay 30 minutes, 45 minutes. He may walk on the practice field when he's practicing. He just may walk in the school and say, "Hey, how you doing?" Blah blah blah, and he'd move on. But Urban Meyer, another one, just a tireless recruiter that's just that goes and goes and goes. But, you know, those two are really good. And Mark does a great job too. No different. He's no different. I just think that some people, they go with that at full speed all the time, and those guys in the SEC, they do a great job. To me, now I'm just, I didn't play in the SEC. I played at a small school, but they're just most of those guys are pretty good now. I mean, people say this coach is good, this coach is not good. I don't buy that. I sort of buy it. Every one of them are good coaches. Some may just have an edge on certain things than others, but they're all pretty good that have walked in my office over the last 25 to 30 years. Most of them pretty good now.
Right. I've read somewhere where you said schools, state powers like Lowndes and the such should play out-of-state games, and that would – I guess what I want to know is what you think would be so good about that, to see teams like Lowndes leave the state. And also, as a